Week 7 Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Our Axel Locker Room Chat here continues. Krennan Profit here alongside head coach of the Axel Eagle Boys, Jason Tynan. This Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Stain Baker Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. We're coming off the Twin Valley League Tournament. Axel taking their first loss of the season last Friday against the Hanover Wildcats in the championship game, but right before that, they took on a dominant victory over the Donovan West Mustangs, 66-32. They actually just bounced back against Donovan West also here in regular TVL season play, 61-40 earlier this week here on Tuesday. Coach, tell me about the last three games for you and your team.
It's been kind of a up and down little stretch here. You know, obviously we're bringing back in Logan Sandman, who hasn't played for, you know, 7 or 8 games now, and try to add him back into the mix. And then, you know, dealing with some ill sickness and some guys not feeling the best, and then couple little minor injuries, and so it was just kind of there. I think I get D West in the tournament. We played really well, you know, and tried to kind of found a groove there in the second quarter and third quarter. And then, you know, against Hanover, we started out slow, and fell behind, and then we kind of battled back. And then, you know, Colin got sprained his ankle a little bit, kind of slowed him down, and got in some foul trouble playing some different lineups. Nixon Logan in, it was kind of the perfect storm, and give them credit, they played really well and hit a lot of shots, and, you know, took advantage of our defense. I mean, we weren't great defensively, and so they took advantage of that and rolled away with one there. And so getting back Friday last night and playing D West again, it's just hard to beat an opponent twice, and they kind of know your tendencies. I thought we did a really good job. We held them under 30% from the field shooting, and you know, we rebounded the ball really well. We didn't shoot the best ourselves, but we did a lot of good things. And saw, you know, Clayton Hyden got his first career start and played really well. And I think he's a guy moving forward that is establishing a clear-cut role on our team.
Yeah, we've talked about Clayton Hyden a little bit past, just kind of a player he's been, but also you not only mentioned one of his first career starts, but then also the first start of this season for Logan Sandman. Is, you know, he came back in last week against Donovan West. Is actually the first time he played, coming in there in the second half. Then he got some time there against Hanover, actually tied the team leading in points against the Hanover Wildcats with 8. So, you know, now you got Logan Sandman coming back into the offense, into the team. What kind of role do you see him playing this second part of this season? Of course, you know, alongside Colin Shaughnessy, trying to get him back in the lineup and healthy.
Logan's just a impact player on both offensively and defensively. Anytime in 1A basketball, when you can have a 6'6 kid sitting in the middle that is really athletic and can help your defense and your rebounding just significantly, and then add the fact that he's highly skilled on the offensive side, and that he draws so much attention. Like even last night, he's got a lot of double teams, and, you know, that's some of the rust he has to bust off, break off there a little bit, playing through those and finding the open guy. But we'll get there, and then just getting, that's what we're kind of excited to see, is just, you know, we've, you know, played a little bit early with everybody, and then we haven't seen everybody for a while, and then we get Logan back, and Colin kind of hurts. And so getting everybody back and in a groove together, and kind of the sequence that we knew we'd have, is going to be really key for us moving forward here.
Our next league game won't be until next Friday against the Hanover Wildcats. You have 3 straight non-league games: Nebraska City here on Friday, Canton Galva on Saturday on the road, and then you'll get a home game against Wabunsee next Tuesday. What are some keys to these non-league games and trying to get yourselves back and rolling here in the second part of the season?
I was just saying to the kids the other day, I mean, we're going to spend about 9 hours on a bus on Friday, Saturday, so between going up to Nebraska City and then going to Canton Galva on Saturday. And so, you know, overcoming that adversity, you know, that's a long road trip both times, coming, getting home late on Friday night, turn around, going to play on Saturday. And so all three opponents that we play, you know, Canton Galva, I think, is 9-4, 10-3. I think Wabunsee is kind of in the same boat, and Nebraska City's, you know, a 500 team, but it's at their place. They tend to play better up there, and so it's going to be 3 challenging opponents and, you know, 3 contrasting styles. I think, you know, Nebraska City kind of just 2-3 zone kind of team, play a little man mix in there. Canton Galva is a pressing team that get up and down the court, kind of similar to us. And then Boise kind of likes to slow it down, play a half-court game. And so adjusting and making teams play our style a little bit and adjusting to their styles and making those changes in game will be key, because you're not going to have a lot of practice time when you got 3 games in 5 days.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time here joining us for week number 7 of our locker room chats. Good luck here on the upcoming games. Coach, thank you for your time.
All right, thanks, Crendon.
That was head coach Jason Tiden for the Axel Eagle Boys. Upcoming here is Nebraska City on Friday, Canton Galva on Saturday, next Tuesday against the Muncie Chargers.